Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We're looking on this Tuesday. We hopefully you are enjoying your day and you're getting yourself a little motivated, whatever you got going on. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us as always. Radio Joe Zanzola pushing all the buttons and keeping us on the air, producing the program. And as well, you can always get a hold of us on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports. You can also find us via the phone number if you want to call and chime in, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Our good buddy, I believe, Mayor Mitch is filling in. Evan Heffelfinger will be back soon enough. But Mayor Mitch is here as well. So good stuff all back in the studios. And I'm hanging out here with Mickey and Elmo, the trusty dog. So all is good here. And baseball appears, at least for the time being, to be back. So I guess the question is thoughts. How else do you phrase this at this point? We've been through so much when it comes to Major League Baseball, right? We've been through everything. So what do you say? What do you say to baseball now that the players rejected everything and you've seen the outspokenness when it comes to, the players, the owners, the commissioner, David Clark? What do you do? At this point, what do you do? Are you in? Are you glad? Are you fired up? July 1st, they're all supposed to be back. So a week from tomorrow, they're going to be back at their spring training sites, which is actually spring training 2.0 because it's going to be back in basically the host cities. You know, the Brewers will be back here in Milwaukee and the Cubs will be back in Chicago and they'll be doing their thing. And, now the Florida teams, the Texas teams, the Canadian team obviously are going to have some issues that they have to work through. But as long as the protocols are in place, they're good to go. The union is probably at some point or another going to file a grievance. We're going to hear it argued in court over the next year or two. And then we'll figure out later on down the road what it actually means. But at least baseball, at least for the time being, appears to be back. My question is this. Do you give a damn at this point? 60 games. 60 games. That's it. The good news, breaking news on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, always brought to you by our friends at Dell Technology Small Business Conference. You can go listen at radio.com/Dell. But Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that the COVID-19 vaccine could be ready by the end of this year or early next year. It's when, it's not if, apparently. So, I mean, that's good news. Now you got to get people to take it. 40% of Americans say, yeah, we'd go ahead and welcome the vaccine, which leaves 60% of you saying, nah, baby, nah. So if you don't have a vaccine, you don't have herd immunity, what you doing? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So it appears it's back. It appears baseball is back. Now, as a fan, Are you in? As a fan, are you in? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. As a fan, are you in? That's what I want to know. You know, because I think there's a lot of people that are just turned off to it at this point, that are just angry, that are just saying, you know what, enough, enough. Tired of it. Done with it. Are you in? 855-830-8648. Or are you like many just saying, you know what, I don't need this anymore. I don't need it. I don't want to be a part of it. I'm done. The other question. As a baseball fan, are you saying I've moved on? Give us a shout. A lot of people responding to this overnight. A lot of people responding to this this morning as well. I started out talking about it today on both Facebook and on Twitter, and even put some, you know, just a picture of the nuclear bomb on Instagram. You know, that's what they dropped. They dropped a nuclear bomb in the game. Now, whether it completely wipes it out or like a cockroach it continues to grow, we'll wait and see. But that's what they did. Just the infighting, the embarrassing infighting between these two sides. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. This one's from Sean, who says, for baseball, this is now scorched earth. Neil did make a comment. He said, can the banging on a garbage can really happen if no one hears it or if everyone hears it? Good question. Think about it. This one's from Mark, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. He says, hey, guys, they are too far gone. Just get the season passed. Let's move on to 2021 and see if they can't work something out. And then let all the griping begin again after this year. The professional sports season should be nuked. We should just get into 2021, figure out other things to do with our time, get to Thanksgiving, be thankful that we're all alive and we're still healthy, and then give out fake Christmas gifts because nobody can afford them because our economy has been wrecked, and let's hope that next year is just better. There you go. 855-830-8648. Hit me up over on Twitter as well, at @Bill_Michaels. Is just baseball gone? This one's from Costu, says, I wouldn't call a 60-game money grab being back. Anyone who watches them is just being used. No thank you. Title Town Tourist says, not a fan of baseball, never have been, never will be. This is even more reason to hate the sport. Vic says, I heard that they're not getting rid of the National League style of play. Can you expound? So this is what the way I understand it, okay? They now revert back to everything as it was going back to the March 26th agreement, which means they are not expanding the playoffs. They are not having the DH unilaterally. At least that's the way I understand it. I could be wrong, but since it all goes back to the way it was and merely a 60-game season, I think if somebody else out there has heard differently, let me know. But I think, and we'll talk with John Heyman about this today as well, but I think it goes back to the way it was, and therefore you cannot just get rid of the DH, if that makes sense. So I think that it goes back to National League and American League style of play, depending on the parks, which you play in. But I think that's the way it is. So we'll hear from John Heyman coming up here in about an hour from now, as a matter of fact. I'm looking forward to that conversation. But I believe that's the way it is. I'm not 100%. I'm still trying to get through all of this and decipher it like many of you are. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Has baseball lost you as a fan? Has baseball just lost you as a fan? Yes or no? Would love to hear from you. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Timberstone and the Four Seasons Island Resort. Timberstone, tremendous place, beautiful place in the UP. That's where you can find it. Timberstone Championship Golf Course is just awesome. An incredible place. Sixth best course in Michigan. One of the top courses in the country. If you want to go to Pine Mountain Resort, ski and golf resort, that's where Timberstone is. It's beautiful up there. Kind of condo style living. You can socially distance. You can get away. It's a one tank trip. I know it's not Mexico and the Bahamas, but it's still a beautiful place to go. However, if you want to go a little bit closer, just 78 miles north of Green Bay, the historic and beautiful Four Seasons Island Resort. They have an executive golf course right there on the island, plus great dining, swimming, live music at the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill Bar downstairs. Both of them, a one-tank trip. Pine Mountain Resort, 90 miles north of Green Bay, the scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere of the golf course carved through the mountain. Then there's the Four Seasons Island Resort as well. Just as awesome. Right now, if you have two nights that you book, they will give you the third night free. That's right. Season of savings. Two nights booked, third night free. So go up on a Thursday, go Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, come back Sunday. Like I said, one tank trip. Or go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Take a week. Friday, you come back, you get your yard work done. You know, it's a nice, relaxing, easy trip away. Go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com. Pinemountainresort.com. And look for the season of savings offer. And trust me when I say it is really, it's beautiful in the Northwoods. It's even more beautiful when you're at one of those two resorts and you just feel like you're in a completely different land. It's just awesome. Go see for yourself. When we come back, has baseball lost you? Or are you a fan thick and thin through and through? Coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Has baseball lost you as a fan? Has baseball lost you as a fan? 855-830-8648. Has baseball lost you? With everything, do you just kind of look at them and go, you know what, thanks but no thanks. I've moved on to other things. Or are you just salivating? Now, as a fan, and I have explained this before, as a fan, as somebody who just loves baseball, I'm really disappointed in the game and the leadership in the game. I'm disappointed with both sides. I was watching some of the players being interviewed last night and this morning, as a matter of fact, both locally and nationally. And listening to the players, it's kind of it actually irritated me. I was listening to an interview where the pitcher, the player, was saying, you know, yeah, we want to get back. We really, you know, want the fans to be able to enjoy baseball. And I kept thinking to myself, I wanted to scream at my television going, that's such a lie. When the fans were clamoring for baseball 2 months ago, you could have worked out a deal. You could have worked out a deal a week ago, 2 weeks ago. You guys weren't even talking. You were calling the owner's bluff and where and when and solidarity and I'm not coming back for this amount of money and needing all your money to come back. And you know, it was about money. The fans weren't even mentioned in it. It's such a lie. And then when they interviewed, you know, the next player, he was just talking about the money and about what was holding it up and about how he wanted to come back. But, you know, a lot of fighting within the union and, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, this is where the representation was? You know, not everybody's going to agree. I understand that. But this is where your representation was. You guys couldn't even come to a consensus as to what it is you were actually arguing about. Where is the leadership? Tony Clark, just in over his head. What you needed was someone who wanted to work towards a contract, a true negotiator. And instead, you just dug your heels in and kept saying, nope, 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 nope. And then when it was convenient for you, you said, well, we want to be healthy. You didn't give a damn about health until the money wasn't right. And then it became about health. And then when the money was right and you get your prorated salaries, well, then, okay, we're back to being okay with it. You know? So it became the fan in me was completely turned off. What I do for a living, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to it. Absolutely. I have to. Because it's really, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's what we are all going to be discussing is the sprint to the finish line and the Brewers' place in it. But has baseball as a fan, and now let me ask you, let me put it this way, because I think with the quarantine, there's many of us that are at home that we have ventured back out, but if you're like me, you're sitting in the house, you're sitting outside, you're spending time around your home, you just want something on. And so, yeah, you're going to pop on a game. So I don't think people are going to shut off baseball in droves, although I do believe that the ratings are going to be down. But I believe that people will not shut it off in droves. But where we are going to see a pinch is in attendance next year and the year after, and money being spent in marketing, money being spent on jerseys, money being spent on hats, money being spent on gloves and wristbands and T-shirts and all that stuff that you normally would go to the pro shop to get. Because, one, you're not wearing it out at a lot of places, and, two, a lot of people turned off. They're like, you know what? I'll watch baseball, but they're not going to get my dime. It's not going to happen. Where do you fall in that spectrum? And then there's going to be some that are going to say, you know what? I'm true and true. I'm coming back. Coming back. I've been waiting for this. I cannot wait. I'm salivating for baseball, and I'm coming back. Where do you fall in the spectrum? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. John says, I'm going to watch baseball and I'll watch basketball. It's kind of a weird thing. I really didn't start missing sports until Father's Day. This one's from William, who says, I gave MLB three strikes. They're out. I'm over baseball. I'll find something else to do with my time. Brewers fan says, baseball will likely never lose me as a fan. This is this whole thing is so poorly done. Could have had the opportunity to be the only main sports on TV and grow only their viewership. You had players and owners could not go. They go back and forth. They could not come to anything. What a complete dumpster fire. This is from Buck. Buck writes in a Winnie's email inbox. He says, are you kidding me? Baseball doesn't give one damn about the fans. Why should I give one damn about them? I'd rather watch Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do football than ever go back to baseball again. Badger Lady tweets us at @Bill_Michaels, says, I'm a baseball fan, but this one, I have to admit, has hurt me dearly. I'm not going to spend my money. I'll pay attention television-wise, and I know that adds to their ratings and adds to their fees when it comes to getting media dollars, but I'm not going to go back and spend my money. Okay. 8-5, and you're right. The more eyes, the more viewership they have, the higher rates they can charge when it comes to television and media rights. So it does add to them in some way. The only way to shut baseball out is to shut baseball out. But you know what? That's your prerogative. I mean, a lot of fans are going to do that. Like I said, I'm going to have to pay attention to it. But as a baseball fan, I admit that it's just completely turned me off. Got a lot of people that have chimed in over on the Facebook fan page. Continue to chime in there. We're going to get to as many people as we possibly can. This one from the Facebook fan page. Tom says, sure looks like the baseball season, a nuclear disaster. I just don't want to go back and watch it. It just makes me sick to my stomach to even think about. John says, baseball at a time when our country needed it most failed us. Why should we go back? John says, the question is, what happens next year? What's going to be different? I don't know if you mean as far as the collective bargaining agreement, because the collective bargaining agreement doesn't expire until after the end of next season. So I don't know if that's what you're talking about. So next year you will have a season, and because they're going back to the March 26th agreement, that means, as far as I can tell, and again, John Heyman's going to join us coming up here in about 35 minutes from now, but as far as I can tell, I think you're going back to what we knew as baseball prior to this season. So you're going to have just a couple of wild card teams. You're going to have National League and American League play. You're not going to have expanded postseasons and all that kind of stuff. So as far as I know, now I could be wrong in the way I read it, but the way I interpreted what the agreement is that was back in March, it looks as if it's supposed to happen in that particular fashion. So we'll see. But again, we'll find out. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shot, 855-830-8648. When we come back, and we will here after the bottom of the hour, but it was an emotional day for NASCAR and specifically for Bubba Wallace. And I thought what we witnessed yesterday, for those that were talking about change, social support, I really, if you watched that support that Bubba Wallace and his race team got yesterday from all the drivers, all the teams. Now, again, many believe it was an inside job to whomever hung the noose inside of his garage, but nobody was going to stand out as to the perpetrator of this. Whoever did it didn't, still to this day, does not want to be acknowledged. And NASCAR is investigating, and so is the Justice Department there in Alabama. But the support that Bubba Wallace got yesterday for those that have marched, those that have protested, those who wanted their voices to be heard, yesterday had to at least make you feel good. Make sure the chimney starter is used instead of lighter fluid. Those, by the way, are available at most local hardware stores. If you're using a gas grill, make sure it's preheat before you place the meat on the grill. But one of the things they tell you, use a thermometer and you know, and make sure that the meat is where you want it to be. And then when you think of great meats and the very best that your grill deserves, the next time you think of great beef, think of Schultz Family Beef. High quality, pasture-raised beef from the Wisconsin family farm to your family table, and it's shipped right to your doorstep on dry ice. Place your order today for some great steaks. Chops, what? Scholze, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. That is ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. Again, ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michael Show is on the air, and we are glad you are with us, as always, on this Tuesday, getting back to, well, I guess, efforting towards a sense of normalcy. Baseball appears to be back. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. But yesterday, it was an emotional day, I guess is the best way to put it. It was an interesting day. NASCAR yesterday has the investigation going on. Somebody had hung a noose, a hangman's noose, inside Bubba Wallace, who is the only black driver in NASCAR, in his garage. Bubba Wallace has been outspoken. He drove a Black Lives Matter car, and also he was outspoken against the Confederate flag and the meaning behind it, and then went on to have NASCAR ban Confederate flags within its venues. In the meantime, fans during the race or getting ready for the race on Sunday were flying Confederate flags in droves outside. And as a matter of fact, one entity ended up paying an airline, a plane, to fly a Confederate flag behind it above the racetrack with the sign that said defund NASCAR. So some people took offense to it. So the question is, you have this investigation underway. What effect was that going to have? Well, the effect was amazing, as Bubba Wallace's car was, off to the starting grid And every NASCAR driver and every NASCAR team walked with Bubba Wallace's car in support of Bubba Wallace, which I thought was spectacular. If you see it, it's emotional to watch. Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, said that they were going to do everything in their power to find out who did this and bring justice.
Obviously, this is a very, very serious act to take. We will do everything in our power to make sure that whoever has committed this act, you know, comes to justice and comes to light and rid this type of behavior from our sport.
In addition, he also says that the FBI director there down in Alabama has stated they will use all of their resources to find out who did this.
The director of the FBI has informed the Birmingham office to use all their resources to find it as well. So all the resources available to NASCAR, the FBI, the teams of all, and drivers, and anyone who would have any access to this will have all said, hey, we want to make sure that we figure out who has done this vile act.
Steve Phelps, by the way, talking on Fox Sports, also says that when they find who did this, and they believe, again, that this was an inside job, that once they find the person that did this, that person will be banned from NASCAR for life.
They will be banned from this sport for life. There is no room for this at all, and we won't tolerate it, and they won't be here. I don't care who they are, they will not be here.
So in the meantime, Bubba Wallace said, look, what went on yesterday and what this person tried to do has completely backfired. And he said, they will not take away my smile.
The sport is changing. The deal that happened yesterday, sorry I'm not wearing my mask, but I wanted to show whoever it was that you're not going to take away my smile. And I'm going to keep on going. I've been a part of this sport for a really long time. I'm still kind of a rookie, starting to figure this plate stuff out. We had a good race going today.
He also said, you know, the pre-race, one of the hardest, because, you know, with all the emotions, all the support, everything, you don't expect that. That's out of the norm of your regular focus and getting ready to drive a race. But the support that was shown and everything, he said, the pre-race yesterday was just, it was one of the hardest things he ever had to deal with.
I know I should have won that damn race. We ran out of gas. Just the stars didn't align for us completely, but all in all, we won today. The pre-race deal was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to witness in my life. From all the supporters, from drivers, from crew members, everybody here, the badass fan base, thank you guys for coming out here. This is truly incredible, and I'm proud to be a part of this sport.
And the other thing that he had stated was that it's very tough being the only black driver and carrying all of the weight that goes along with it in what was considered for many, many years just the white good old boy network. He said, this is tough.
It's been tough. It's been hell, really. I wouldn't say hell. It's just been hectic, you know, carrying his weight and carrying his burden. I wouldn't really say burden either. I'm proud to stand where I'm at and carry a new face. Look at this. First time's right here from Atlanta.
There you go. That was Bubba Wallace, and then obviously the president of NASCAR, Steve Phelps, courtesy of Fox Sports. So just an emotional day when it came to NASCAR and what went on there. So sometimes things of hate, and you hate to say it, but sometimes things of hate when people think they're funny or think that they're sending a message, the message gets sent, but the reaction is far different than what everybody else expected it to be, or maybe what that particular person expected it to be. But it's just a really cool scene yesterday, for lack of a better term. It was just a cool scene at Talladega. So I just thought it was great. In a day that could have been filled with so many other things, it really turned out to blossom in the right direction. So good stuff coming out of NASCAR. So anyway, want to get back to a couple of the other things that we were talking about. As I continue to get just a ton of reaction over on the Facebook fan page regarding Major League Baseball as well. Craig wrote a really, and I think this is incredibly interesting, wrote a really good email in regards to baseball. He said, look, I'm a longtime Brewers season ticket holder. I've been through the good times. I've been through the bad. I put up with many different things. When it comes to my team and my love for baseball. I put up with a lot of losing, a lot of cheapness. A lot of times I wanted to go to the game and just didn't have it in me. But since I paid my money, I went and watched bad baseball. And then finally it gets good again. They made a good move in hiring Craig Counsell. They made a good move in bringing in David Stearns. It seems like while they do it on the cheap at times, they've made a lot of good moves in bringing in the right pieces to fit the system at the right time. I was hoping for a big year this year as well, as I believe the Brewers were going to be competitive. And then the announcement of Christian Yelich only made me that much more certain. What I've witnessed go on over the last couple of months has been disheartening, not just for me, but for my family who enjoy baseball so much. We love going to the games. We love our time together. We love the tailgating, and we love heading to some of the taverns after the fact. But this has really cast a shadow on my future when it comes to spending money at a ballpark. Why in the world would I want to spend money for those who just simply don't give a damn about me? All they care about are the faces that are on the front of the money. And I said this last night in my piece, on the front of the money rather than the faces that are in the stands. This has been an eye-opening experience, I think, for many, not just myself, but for those that also sit around me, as we have stayed in constant communication. We have wanted nothing more than to root for our own Milwaukee Brewers, but I'm going to do it from afar this year and next. I am not going to renew my season tickets. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do as a lifelong fan. But for the sport that doesn't give a damn about me, I will no longer give a damn about it. That is as strong as an email we have gotten regarding baseball. And if you're in baseball, if you're a fan of baseball, if you are sitting right now in the front office of a baseball franchise, whether it's the Brewers or anybody else within the sound of our voice, you need to listen to these fans. This is your hardcore fan. This is your season ticket holding fan. You need to do a lot to bring them back. Sponsors the same way. The same way. 855-830-8648, which thanks for the email, because I read that earlier, and that was strong, and I wanted to save it for the right moment. Let's do this. We'll step away, take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up after the top of the hour, John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. John has been all over this story the entire time. He has been a terrific gem to talk to when it comes to Major League Baseball. We'll also ask him about the state of baseball as to whether or not we revert back to the rules from last year or we move forward to the designated hitter rules and such moving into this year. I'm not quite sure, but we're going to get clarity from John when we come back as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Auto has been an unbelievable pleasure to deal with, not on one, two, but three different occasions. Different trucks, one different car. They've got a huge selection, all makes, all models, and right now they're doing things to make you feel as if the burden of the world is not on your shoulders when it comes to buying a car or getting repairs done. Whether it's 0% financing on up to $2,000 on your repairs, waiving $500 on your deductible for a collision, new cars, 84 months, no interest, and you don't make a payment for 6 months, or 90 days, no payments for used cars, just whatever it happens to be, they're trying to do it for you, and they're trying to make that whole experience and your needs be met much, much easier. Give our friends at Van Horn Automotive a shot. That's all I ask. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com, and see for yourself what I've been telling you about, because ships all over the state of Wisconsin. Also, they have some over in Iowa as well. They continue to get bigger, better, and stronger, and they're there to meet your needs. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. Family-born and employee-owned. That is VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. There was a COVID outbreak. I don't know if you would have, depending on who you are and where you hang out, tell you where, and it's not just on the UW campus, and it's not just in baseball. Stay tuned. More coming up after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Today only, by the way, the rib sandwich, $1.49 each. $1.49 each. Those things are fantastic. Just really, really good. Stuff them in your pants pockets. Walk out of there with a few of those things. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Couple of things. Going back to the Bubba Wallace story, one of the discussions is that whoever put this in his garage at Talladega Superspeedway had been in his garage a day earlier that it wasn't placed in there after he had arrived. The stall assignments were already given out, and whoever did this placed it in there a day earlier. Now, many of the NASCAR drivers and their crews did not arrive till the day that, the day after the noose was placed there. So they're hoping that nobody within NASCAR had done this, and that indeed it could have been somebody. It could have been somebody that maybe worked for the track, or somebody that cleaned the track, or somebody that delivered something for the track the day prior to them actually arriving. NASCAR's worst nightmare would be if it would have been, say, one of the larger-than-life drivers that actually did something like this, or somebody within NASCAR. But that's at least the discussion. And then, obviously, there are the conspiracy theorists that say it never happened and whatever, and that they did it themselves and got it. I you know what? I don't put anything past anybody, but I can't imagine it. I just, at this point in time, in today's sensitive society, I just stop. Unless you specifically have information and know for a fact, if I get it out of USA Today, or I get it out of the New York Times, or if I get it out of a reputable publication, some of these people that are sending us stuff, you're sending it from, a dude named Bob, I mean, it's, with, their Photoshop ability, and no, I'm not doing that. So we'll see, though. I mean, hopefully it reveals who actually did this, and then that person can be, banned for life or what have you, and then kind of move on and go from there. 855-830-8648. How about this? You go to a lot of places right now, and you're starting to get out, and you're starting to move around a little bit, and, you're kind of enjoying yourself. And then you start to hear about COVID outbreaks at numerous places, such as the Philadelphia Phillies training facility. Some student athletes came into UW system, two of them out of 117 tested, two of them tested positive for COVID. But there's a lot of areas in the country where you would say, yeah, you could probably catch COVID, but you just don't want to think about it, right? Well, we got a COVID-19 outbreak. It's been confirmed out in the Wisconsin Dells. It's at a strip club. Yep. If you've ever been out there, cruising Chubbies, everybody's been there at one point or another, right? Or at least have driven past it. It's on U.S. Highway 12 and 16 in the Dells. Juneau County Health Department said that anybody that's visited Cruisin' Chubbies between June 10th and June 14th may have been exposed to COVID-19. Yep, I'm not kidding. Somebody there has experienced symptoms, and that anybody else experienced symptoms should contact their health provider. Details on how the virus might have spread were not released. Details on how the virus might have spread were not released by the health department. But an outbreak is defined by the Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services as two or more laboratory-confirmed cases of COVID in the same facility or associated with any single event. So we have no idea how this happened. How did anybody come in close proximity to anybody else at a strip club? I have no idea. You throw your dollars down and they stand across the room and wave at you and smile sheepishly and innocently. And you just look at them and admire them as things of beauty and artwork pieces to be appreciated and loved. So anyway, yes, it is now infiltrated strip clubs. Is there no decency in humanity anymore to where you can no longer go anywhere without being threatened with COVID-19? I for one, am thoroughly disgusted.
Guess how many boobs I saw today.
Right? I get it. But now you've got, once Cruisin' Chubbies goes down, then, all bets are off. Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria, that type of thing. Oh, there you have it. Hey, we'll talk some more baseball coming up here a bit. And I do want to remind you, I'm leaving tomorrow night. I'll be in Wausau tomorrow night. But on Thursday night, we have our guard dinner coming up. Hold out. And I think you can still go past Tobacco Outlet Plus Grocery like that. And if they get any back, then they can put those on sale. But as far as online and such, pretty much done. And it sold out again. So I can't even begin to say thank you to everybody up there in Wausau and the surrounding areas that are coming to this. You sold it out not once, not twice, but three times. And we kept releasing tickets and making it bigger and making the venue bigger, and you kept responding. So thank you so much. For those that want to go to the upcoming ones, maybe in your area, we do have one coming to Chippewa Falls. We do have one coming to Sussex, just outside of Milwaukee. Go to the website, tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com. That's tobaccooutletplusgrocery.com, and see for yourself where the event is going to be. And even the one in Sussex, by the way, has golf with it. And if you have not bought tickets for that, those are, from what I understand, those are selling quickly. Now, that barn, I think they could end up selling anywhere from 60 to 100 tickets, and that is selling quick. So get your tickets to that. That has golf and dinner, and everything comes with it. But thanks to everybody that has sold this event out three times over in the world we live in today. I think we just want to get out. We want to laugh. We want to have fun. And that's what I promise you coming up on Thursday night. So thanks to everybody in Wausau. Stay tuned. We are going to talk with Radio.com insider John Heyman is going to join us. And we're going to discuss baseball with him. We're going to get the lowdown. His appearance brought to you by Dell Technology Small Business Podference, the podcast series available on radio.com/Dell. Go there and listen to it. It's fantastic. But John Heyman, who's been all over the baseball stuff, he will join us next on The Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.